Hello everyone and welcome to the DPB podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 374 for November 11th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins blog podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. I have two things for housekeeping this week. First up is this weekend I will be out in Denver, Colorado for the Pins for a Cause pin trading event. It is a two-day event on November 15th and 16th, being held at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Denver Tech Center. And we are releasing two exclusive DPB pins there. First one is the Beauty and the Beast Ballroom pin. That is 3 inches in size, pin on pin design, special edition of $250, and the price is $35. And then we're also releasing the Sorcerer Mickey pin. That one is about 2 inches in size, flat pin with glitter embellishments, special edition of $300, and the price is $18. Those are exclusive for the event in Denver, but we will have a very small quantity going up on the website, dpbstore.com, on Monday morning, 9 a.m. So we will not have a exclusive pin release this Thursday due to the event in Denver this weekend. And then second thing for housekeeping, I want to mention our big annual Black Friday Cyber Monday sale is coming up very soon. And I'm not sure if I'm going to have a podcast episode go up before the big Thanksgiving weekend sale. So I just want to mention it here. I might try to get one more episode up, but we'll see. It's just a busy time of the year right now with traveling and the pin events and all the pin news. But quickly want to mention that the first few hundred orders at dpbstore.com starting on, I believe it's going to be Thursday and then into the Black Friday weekend, we are giving away this 2026 magnet calendar. Nice Disney Pins Blog magnet calendar for 2026. So this will be included in all orders, one per person. And the first few hundred orders will receive this, as well as a holiday exclusive Disney Pins Blog pen. This one has a nice gingerbread man on it with a Christmas tree and says season's greetings. So those two items will be included in your purchase at dpbstore.com for the big holiday weekend sale. And we are also going to have, I believe it's 3 holiday DPB exclusive releases that weekend as well. So keep an eye out on Thanksgiving Day, 3 new exclusives as well as the biggest sale of the year. All right, so that's all for our housekeeping. Let's get right into the pin news. First, want to start off with ourselves at the DPB store. I just want to say thank you to everyone who purchased our 2 Ratatouille pins last week. They sold out within a couple of hours. So yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone. It was Remy's lightning mushroom pins, the before and after scenes when he's cooking the mushroom on the chimney of the house and then gets struck by lightning. And then you later see him on the ground with a mail. Those are special edition of $300. And we sold out super quickly. So thank you to everyone who supported that release. We also have 2 new Artland pins that appeared at DPB store. One features Ariel, like she's swimming through the water. That one is limited edition of $250. And then there's also one featuring Captain Hook and Mr. Smee. That one is limited edition of just $200. Both are still available at the time of this recording. And then lastly for DPB store, I just mentioned this, but no exclusive release this Thursday due to the event in Denver. But keep an eye out the following Monday for a very small quantity of those Beauty and the Beast and Sorcerer Mickey pins. Okay, next up is Box Lunch. They had a new blind box pin set featuring Disney Princess Rings. There are 6 pins in total, 1 randomly selected per box, and the price is $12.90. Those are on pre-order and expected to ship next month. Next up is Bubble Bar. Haven't mentioned them for a while, but they have some new pin releases. First were the Stitch Winter Wonderland pins. You have a Stitch with a movable element, like he's making a snow angel. And then Stitch in a snow globe that reads Winter Wonderland at the bottom. Both of those are $12 each. And then they also had a Mickey and Minnie ornament style spinner pin. That one is $15. Next up is DisneyStore.com. They had a new pin release over the weekend for the collaboration with an F1 Racing. This is a Mickey-shaped tire pin. It's sold out. It didn't say if it was a limited edition or not, but the price was $20. Next at Disney Store, they had the Tangled 15th Anniversary Jumbo pin release, and that one sold out within a couple of seconds. Very nice pin, comes in a box, limited edition of 1,750, and the price is $65. Next at Disney Store was a new Santa Mickey and Friends Jumbo pin. Just in time for the holidays, comes in a pretty unique packaging there with the A-frame house. It's limited edition of 2,000 and the price is $65. And then lastly at Disney Store was a new mystery pin set featuring Home Alone. I think these are the very first Home Alone Disney pin releases, so that's exciting. There are 10 pins in total, and each box includes the paper battle plan, so you can put your pins on the little map there. This is a limited release collection, and the price is $35 per box of two pins. Okay, next up is Mickey's of Glendale. They have a new holiday shopping event coming. This is an annual event that they do every December. It is Saturday, December 6th, and the event is sold out, but they preview the pins that are being released, and they feature Mickey's Christmas Carol. There are five different single pins. They're a limited edition of 300 and $30 each. There's an Adorbs mystery set and then an Adorbs box set, all featuring Mickey's Christmas Carol. Next up is Alani Disney Resort and Spa in Hawaii. They had four new Christmas pin releases I want to mention. First up is the Aloha Kalikimaka pin for 2025, limited edition of 1200. It features Mickey and Friends with the Alani Resort in the background and a glittery sky as well. Next was the Christmas Resort pin. It features Stitch. It is in that snow globe style with the beads inside for the snowflakes. Then they also had their gingerbread pin release. This one features Stitch as a pin-on-pin design. And then they also had another snow globe pin featuring Duffy Bear and Olumel with the snowman there in the snow globe. That one is also a limited edition of 1200. Next we'll head overseas to Hong Kong Disneyland. They had four new limited edition pin releases for the month of November. First up is a continuation of their record player series. This month features Bashful, that's limited edition of 400. Then there is one featuring Walt Disney's birthday, that pin features Marie. And then there's also birthday pins for Mickey and Minnie for November 18th. Those are both limited edition of 400. And then finally, we have Disney Parks in America. And there was a lot of news this past week. First, we'll start off with the annual Disney gift card holiday pins. This year, they feature characters as nutcrackers. You spend $125 on a gift card and you receive the pin for free. They are limited edition of 5,000. They feature Mickey, Minnie, Olaf, and Stitch. Those released last week at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Next, there were new Pinocchio open edition pins. The first one features Pinocchio with a book. That one is $14.99. And then the second one features Jiminy Cricket with a candle. And that one is $17.99. Next, we posted the preview flyer for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I actually went to the very first event this past Friday. So I got nice images up of all of the pin releases. It's up on the website now. Also did a TikTok video if you guys want to see a closer look there. But yeah, really nice designs this year. There's a logo pin, annual pass holder pin, and then the tiered collection. Pretty strange edition sizes though. They kind of vary between 7,500 and 12,000. And then there's also a limited release mystery pin set. You can view a closer look at DisneyPinsBlog.com. Next, there was a new Disney Vacation Club Christmas pin that came out. I spotted this one at Contemporary Resort. It features Mickey and Minnie and reads, "Welcome Ho Ho Home." It has a dangle element with the Disney Vacation Club member logo at the bottom. Nice green glitter embellishments. It's limited release and the price is $21.99. Next, there's opening day pin releases for the new attraction at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Zootopia Better Zoogether. First one is a logo pin with various characters there and the Tree of Life in the background. That is limited release and the price is $19.99. And then there is a pass holder pin featuring Gazelle. That one is limited edition of 3,000 and the price is $22.99. There's also a mystery pin set, which I still need to take photos of and add it to the blog post. Next, we posted the two pin releases for Jollywood Nights event at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The very first event was this past Saturday. I also attended the first event of that as well. It was a packed weekend with Christmas parties. But there's two releases, one featuring the Muppets. You got Kermit and Miss Piggy. And then the other one features Ollie the Gingerbread Man with a little dangle element there that reads, Happy Ollie Days. And the Ollie one is annual pass holder exclusive, but both are limited release and $19.99 each. And then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks, another big week. First, we'll start with the Walt Disney World exclusives. The Disney Fairy Tale Moments pin finally released. This month features Alice in Wonderland, limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $24.99. And then there was the third pin release for the A to Z series, which is next year's pin event at Walt Disney World. This one features Chip, the letter C, and the X-Wing Fighter for X, limited edition of 1,250, and the price is $34.99. Next at Walt Disney World was the annual pass holder pin and ornament set. Features Mickey and Minnie with Cinderella Castle and the ornament. And it has a snow globe design that is limited edition of 1500 and the price is $44.99. And then at Disney World, the Fantasia 85th anniversary mini jumbo pin finally released. That already released back in October at Disneyland. It's a limited edition of 2000, the price is $44.99. And then for the Disneyland exclusives, they also received their Magic Key exclusive pin and ornament set, very similar to Florida's, but their castle is a little bit different for Sleeping Beauty Castle, but it's also limited edition of $1,500 and $44.99. And then they received the It's a Small World holiday pins. There's a single pin with the logo that reads Ho Ho Holidays, and that one is limited edition of $2,500. Price is $22.99. And then there was a mystery pin set. There's 10 pins in total, two randomly selected per box. And that is limited release. And the price is $34.99 per box. And then we had these shared pin releases on both coasts. There was the 11th pin in the Pin Trading 25th Anniversary Collection, which this month features Genie, limited edition of 4,000. And the price is $22.99. And then there was the much-anticipated Tangled 15th anniversary pins at the parks. One features the Snuggly Duckling. That is a single pin, limited edition of 4,000, and the price is $22.99. Then there was a larger Z-Fold pin, triple layer there, limited edition of 4,000, and the price is $34.99. That is a heavy pin. And then there was a Tangled 15th anniversary mystery pin set. 10 pins in total. Limited release, price is $34.99 per box of two pins. And when you put the characters together, it forms the sun icon. And then finally at Disney Parks, the Zootopia 2 pin released. I picked that one up at Animal Kingdom this morning, but it previously released online at DisneyStore.com. And that was actually last week it released online. But it is limited release and the price is $19.99. All those pins I just mentioned at the parks released on Tuesday, November 11th. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 374, your November 2025 week 2 Disney pin news. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.